This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Immigrant rights advocates held a Day of the Dead remembrance outside the ICE detention center in Aurora last night. Attendees called for officials to release more information in what led to the death of a Nicaraguan immigrant, Melvin Ariel Calero Mendoza, while in custody last month. Denver resident Alondra Gil Gonzalez says the case is top of mind for Colorado's immigrant community.
The North and Sur!
And it's just not fair that people are having to be in such horrible conditions and be afraid of dying one day just because they want to experience this American dream.
The company that owns the detention center, GEO, says they are cooperating with an ongoing federal investigation in Calero Mendoza's case. An official cause of death has not been released. The city of Idaho Springs, west of Denver, has settled a lawsuit with the family of a 76-year-old man who was severely injured during arrest last year. Body camera footage showed police firing a taser at Michael Clark, causing him to fall and hit his head, which led to a stroke. Sarah Schelke is his lawyer.
These officers did not have the training nor any interest in de-escalating this encounter, and instead did what appears to be a cultural phenomenon with police in this area, which was to violently escalate it.
The two officers involved have been fired. One pleaded guilty to assault charges and was sentenced to probation. Idaho Springs settled the suit for $7 million. House Minority Leader Hugh McKean will lie in state in the Colorado Capitol's rotunda next Thursday. McKean died from a heart attack at the age of 55. His casket will receive a military honor guard and a formal arrival and departure ceremony. This is CPR News and KRCC.